Esther chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day, that Esther put on her royal clothes, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, opposite the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, opposite the gate of the house. And it was that, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king said to her, "What do you desire, Queen Esther? And what is your request? It shall be given to you even to the half of the kingdom." And Esther answered, "If it seems good to the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Cause Haman to come quickly, that he may do as Esther has said." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition? And it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed." Then Esther answered, and said, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition, and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." Then Haman went forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he did not stand up, nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends, and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said moreover, "Yes, Esther the queen did not let any man come in with the king to the banquet that she had prepared except for myself. And tomorrow I am invited to come to her again with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Then Zeresh his wife and all his friends said to him, "Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, about 75 feet, 22.9 meters, and tomorrow speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged on it. Then go in merrily with the king to the banquet." And the thing pleased Haman. And he caused the gallows to be made.